A New Zealand Air Force Hercules will be heading for Niue and Western Samoa today, carrying emergency supplies for the two South Pacific nations, which are today trying to come to grips with the devastation of Cyclone Orpha. In the worst hit, Western Samoa, three people are dead and an estimated 10,000 have been left homeless after a battering from the cyclone. 200 people have been left homeless in Tonga, with one dead, while Niue's main town has been extensively damaged. Lulamana Tino Pereira reports on the cyclone's damage.
Since last Thursday, Cyclone Orpha has blown its way through Tuvalu, the French territory of Wallis and Futuna, both Western American Samoa, Tonga and Niue, causing major damage to many parts of those islands. Western Samoa, however, bore the full brunt of Cyclone Orpha as it tore through that country. Reports so far from the capital Apia say the damage is severe and the worst ever in modern Samoan history. Our Associate Foreign Affairs Minister, Fran Wild, has received comprehensive reports from New Zealand Post in Samoa and Niue.
Well, I'm afraid the situation doesn't look good at all. Fortunately, apparently no loss of life in Niue, and we are told perhaps three dead in Samoa, but very major property damage on Savai'i in particular, perhaps up to 10,000 people homeless. The hospitals and schools have been badly hit. The Tua Sivi hospital apparently is totally destroyed. Apia itself has sustained damage, particularly around the wharf area, and that's a problem, of course, for getting shipping in and out. Two of the big ferries have been beached. Again, the roading, of course, right through is a problem because the seas were apparently right up in the coastal areas washing over, and the roading has been washed out. So there are also problems in Apia with water supply and electricity. Similarly in Niue, I think the houses appear to have survived a bit better because there are a lot of concrete houses there. But the hospital and the hotel were extensively damaged and evacuated, and there will be need for major reconstruction. So basically, the cyclone has been bad for both countries, and I think the rest of us in the region are going to have to pitch in and help.
Initially, what will New Zealand provide in terms of assistance?
We have been waiting to hear what is needed, and we've had some initial indication. Clearly, medical supplies, shelter, food, items such as chainsaws, that sort of equipment will be the immediate need. Later on, there'll be a need for other sorts of assistance, and as I said, that will we'll have to discuss with the governments what they want and see what we can do.
Obviously, the magnitude of the damage in Western Samoa wasn't identified earlier on.
No, it seems to have been a little slower, the report coming through from there. I think the island of Savai'i seems to have been hit the hardest, and I guess it takes a little while for people to fly around and have a look and for all the details to be gathered in.
So are you contemplating a massive airlift and a form of assistance from this end?
Well, there will have to be major assistance, but as I said, the first thing I think is to start getting the immediate needs up and discuss with the Samoan government and the Niuean government what is needed in the sort of medium and longer term.
Fran Wild says Australia is also expected to help, and she hopes the rest of the world would be able to provide some assistance. Communication systems in both countries came back slowly yesterday, but difficulties of actually getting calls in and out still remain a problem. Fran Wild says the two countries will now face the monumental task of reconstruction, especially in Western Samoa, where Ms. Wild describes the damage as massive. Cyclone Orpha has again brought the vulnerability of island states to hurricanes and the economic havoc the cyclones leave behind. Orpha is the 81st storm in the South Pacific since 1979, and it's one of the rare times a cyclone has torn through this part of Polynesia. For Morning Report, Rolemana Tino Pereira.
And we hope to speak with the Prime Minister of Western Samoa, Tofila Eti, later in the programme. It's 28 minutes past 7.